We are gathered here this Palm Sunday morning to celebrate what Reverend Chris Holton Jablonski fondly calls Pancakes and Hallelujah Sunday. I have a confession to make. Pancakes, Palm Sunday, and Hallelujah have always seemed an odd combination to me. Over the last years, when it has taken shape as a South Church tradition, I've often left this service wondering, why not save the Hallelujah chorus for next week and the big celebration of Easter? Growing up, I mostly associated Hallelujah with high holy days. It never had much of a place in what we Catholics called ordinary time. Likewise, in UU circles, a perusal of the Gray Hymnal will show you that Hallelujah pops up mainly in the section of Easter hymns. So why not wait? Why sing Hallelujah early, amidst the aroma of bacon and pancakes? This year, I asked that question of someone very much in the know about all things musical here at South Church, and learned that the choice to sing Hallelujah on Palm Sunday is largely a matter of practicality. Next week, many of these beautiful voices may be away or otherwise occupied with family celebrations. I suspected all along this might be the case, and while it made perfect sense, there was still a part of me that longed to make spiritual sense of marrying this day with that song. Thanks to Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, the one the choir just sang so beautifully, I think I've made some progress. It all began back in December when my 11-year-old son, Nate, discovered the Pentatonics, an American a cappella group of five voices. At first, we listened to Deck the Halls, Away in a Manger, and O Come All Ye Faithful. And then he happened upon their rendition of the Cohen Hallelujah, which for weeks and weeks and weeks filled the rooms of our home and the chambers of my mind with its refrain of Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Four times between each verse and 12 at the end, but who's counting? Hallelujah, or as I began to think of it, the H word, pursued me through all the moments of my day. From sipping a morning cup of tea, to putting away the groceries, to cleaning up the puppy's latest accident, to fretting over my anger at a coworker, to cajoling Nate into beginning his homework, to attempting to watch Jeopardy in peace, to taking the puppy out at 9 at night in the rain, in order to avoid another accident, to collapsing on the couch at the end of the daily marathon. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. At first, it was downright aggravating, like hearing a cheery good morning after a bad night's sleep. But then, I began to hear and reflect upon the verses, and something shifted in me. Cohen's Hallelujah is not a victory march or a song of praise for everything coming out well in the end. Rather, it speaks of bafflement, broken thrones, broken hearts, and broken hallelujahs sung even though it all went wrong. Sign me up. Hallelujah. After this epiphany, I found myself humming and singing the new soundtrack of my life and found in it an energy that helped me better embrace the whole of my life with all its flaws, as well as its gifts, and to affirm it all. Thanks to Cohen, the Pentatonics, and Nate, I discovered what UU Minister Barbara Merritt believes to be the task of human life, to appreciate what is, no longer at war with reality, no longer hoping to get through your life with your heart or your mind intact, but always singing. When Leonard Cohen was asked about his Hallelujah, he said that in writing it, he, and I quote, wanted to push the Hallelujah deep into the secular world, into the ordinary world. He continued, "This world is full of conflicts and full of things that cannot be reconciled. But there are moments when we can transcend the dualistic system and reconcile and embrace the whole mess. And that's what I mean by Hallelujah. That regardless of what the impossibility of the situation is, there is a moment when you open your mouth and throw open your arms and you embrace the thing and you just say, Hallelujah. Blessed is the name. The only moment you can live here comfortably in these absolutely irreconcilable conflicts is in this moment when you embrace it all and you say, look, I don't understand at all. Hallelujah. That's the only moment we live here fully as human beings. Cohen's broken Hallelujah is, to me, a faith stance. We live in a broken world and sometimes lead broken lives, lives which can be filled with confusion, doubts, and even dread. At the same time, the world offers impossible, irresistible gifts. The first crocus, a playful puppy, music, and pancakes on Palm Sunday. We are called to claim it all as the Hallelujah. Back in 1741, the composer of another somewhat famous Hallelujah was nearly broken following a series of musical failures. His career looked to be at an end, and his future held out the real possibility of debtor's prison. That year, George Frederick Handel accepted a commission to compose an oratorio based on the life of Jesus. And in 24 days, days of little sleep and uneaten meals, he completed the Messiah. About the Hallelujah chorus, he is reported to have told a servant, I did think I did see all heaven before me. This morning, may we, with Handel and Cohen, see the heaven that is before us and stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on our tongues but Hallelujah. 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 I think that was 12.